Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
Motherfuckers out there in Radio Land. This is your girl, the one and only Miss Sapphire, and tonight I'm joined by my girl, Miss Eden Blair.
Hi guys.
So Eden, it is so good to finally have you on the show. I mean, I've had
it's
you
been a while.
Yeah.
We've been seen together on Vivid a couple times.
Yes, exactly. And it's just like it was needed. It was long overdue. So we're sorry that we started late. We need to catch up. You know, at the lair, you never know who's swinging by. So I'm so glad that you're here. We are talking about dominant sex, and you know, without further ado, we gotta get into some freaky talk.
Okay.
Now, Eden, you've never heard me explicitly talk about my sex life, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I went on to a date. Last week.
I saw the little note about this.
Oh, yes. So, I went on a date last week. Now, meanwhile, everybody, I still have not had sex in, like, what's going on 3 weeks. I have not been penetrated by dick in 3 weeks. Let me correct myself. I've had, like, girl on girl sex.
She got something.
But I'm like, damn, I need to be fucked by a dude. And I'm, like, saving all my sexual energy, but it's like, it needs to be fucking released. Whoever is the next cock recipient is just going to receive a lot of shit. So anyways, I go on this date with this really cute but unexpected guy. Like, he's not typically the guy that I would go for. He's really bearded. And he has, like, dresses up really nice. Oh, you like the beard?
I love the beard.
A little, like, Jack Smith kind of thing.
A little lumberjack.
Yeah.
They know how to handle wood, you know?
Hey. If they can handle their wood, there you go. Now, doesn't matter by, like, the hair preference. Is it, like, a ginger like yourself, or...
I don't give a shit, as long as they're cute.
Cute? Yeah. Okay, so cute and bearded. So this cute bearded man, I believe he was a ginger, if not, like, a really dark brunette guy. We're at this place, at this bar, which is perfectly suited for him because he's a southern gentleman. And as we're talking, I'm realizing, you know, we have yet to get anything sexual at this date. Like, he's really, like, thoroughly trying to...
First date.
Yeah, you know.
That's nice.
It was really cool. Then he asks about my podcast. And then he goes on to say, well, how sexually experienced would you say you are? And I'm like...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, well, I'm very sexually experienced. And then this is where it leads to the dominance and submission.
Oh.
He's like, how rough do you like it in the bedroom? I said, depending upon the person, I like it rough. But I'm a switch. He's like, I love switches. I'm like, oh, excuse me, what? And for the
knew what it meant.
Exactly. And so for everybody who's like, what the fuck is a switch is a person who can go from being a dom to a submissive at any time
and be able to be in that headspace depending.
Exactly. None of this like in between shit. Either you're all the way in or you're all the way out. Okay, there's none of this like, oh, let me just semi spank you and then you can semi, you know, say, ow, that hurts. No. If you're beating the shit out of my ass, you know, fuck me like you hate me, you know?
Yeah.
Harder the better. So he goes and tells me, well, I'm a full-blown dom.
Ooh.
You know, my sub is at home. I'm like, what? And he's like, and I love...
A live-in?
Yeah. He's got a live-in sub. Lifestyle. I believe it's a live-in sub. If not a sub that comes to the house. And then...
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah,
lifestyle,
it's a great...
Domination. Yeah.
Full-blown. We're talking about LAX, talking about the sanctuary. He invites me to go to the sanctuary.
Nice.
I said I would love to, but I couldn't. And he was like, and all my ladies, they get toys. It's all about pleasure. So while I'm doming them, it's all about their pleasure. And I said, well, I really love to face him. And he almost choked on his beer. He's like, well, I welcome that. And I said, but you understand, I'm a squirter too. And he's like, I'll welcome all of that. I said, but you're dom. Like, you know,
yeah,
I don't...
They like girls sitting on their face.
Yes. I mean. And so I can tell, like, right off the bat that this man, if we're ever going to have sex, it's going to be exactly what I fucking want. Because I've been just saying, for the longest, I need to be dommed. Like, I need a man to pump me on these stairs over here, as you see it at the lair, and just dominate the fuck out of my pussy. Like, it has to be done.
Yeah.
It has to be done. So, we end the date, and I kid you not, everybody, we looked at each other and we said, if we try to end this on the cliche note, it's not going to make me want you anymore. And I was like, I agree. Uh-huh. And he's like, I'll walk you to your car, but we're going to do this. And the next time we do this, and I said, yeah, the next time we do this, it's going to be one sip of a drink, and then we're going upstairs, and you're dominating the fuck out of my pussy. Like, nice. That's what's going to happen. So, sure enough, he agrees. And so now I think we might get a little thing going on. I don't know, you guys. I've been looking for a dominant man. I have a submissive woman kind of sort of now, I think. And so if I get the dominant male figure, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm livid. Now, you, on the other hand, you had some dom submissive play going on for yourself recently.
Which was awesome. I rarely do it privately because I've been extremely disappointed with many, many people.
Oh my gosh. So, you got to get into that later. We're going to dig into it.
So I don't do private sessions or anything anymore, but I do them for work. And so I recently went out to New York State and worked for Brat Princess, their Clips for Sale store.
Okay.
Oh, it was great.
I'm looking at this grin that she's having, everybody.
It just makes me feel good inside. I even have some pictures on my Twitter. I can show you.
Oh, yes. And what is your Twitter, by the way?
Eden, it's EDYN _ BLAIR. It's Eden _ Blair.
So everybody make sure that if you're watching the Periscope, or of course if you're listening to the podcast, that you follow Eden Blair. And that's on Twitter and Instagram, right?
Instagram is Eden Blair. My old Twitter got suspended. It used to be all the exact same.
Right.
And my Twitter got suspended.
Okay.
So there we go. But yeah, so basically it was me, and then for a couple of days there was another girl that I worked with named Princess Amadahi.
Oh.
It was a pretty popular dom for their site. We worked with, three different slaves. And we did, a lot of... No, it was four. We had, this really, really old dude. And oh my God, I gotta tell you about this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh my God.
I love this.
Okay,
so... I'm following
it. Yeah, so we worked with,
everybody follow her new account.
Two of them were really big standouts for me.
Okay.
So the two guys basically did the same thing. They were into, worship. They were into face-sitting. They were into, edging, that kind of thing. But two of them were a big standout. One of which was very old... Very old. He's probably in his 70s.
Wait, okay. What the?
He's a lifestyle submissive. He's only ever dated doms. A girl's mark on his ass, the property of on his ass cheek.
So old man.
Yeah.
Loves getting beat the shit out of him.
Oh yeah. So.
Oh my God.
So
that man's gonna die the happiest,
dude,
son of a bitch.
If you guys are
not to be morbid
watching this kind of porn, you have got to see this. It's the most crazy fucking scene ever. So we have him.
Hi, sweet pea.
We have him on his knees. We're doing a foot worship clip. And it's 10-15 minute clips is how much the clips are. And so we're doing this foot worship clip. And he's so old, and so we're poking fun at him and his wrinkles and everything. And at some point, I'm gonna preface this. I did not know he had dentures.
Y'all know how I feel about old people in sex.
We're sticking our feet in his mouth. And we're open wider. And I said, what do we need to do? Take your dentures out to make them fit. I didn't know he had dentures, but she pulled her foot out of his mouth and the suction disconnected and they went click, click like that. And she was she's like, give me. And we took his dentures and
put
his feet back in his mouth.
You know what? Holy.
It's just gums. It's just
the same. It's just gums. Ugh. Just gums. Now someone just asked, are they paid to do it or are the scenes for free?
The slaves, they do not get paid. They get, you know what they get? They get the opportunity to be paid attention to by women like me. Like, period. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are guys where they just are purely submissive guys who love everything that comes from a woman. You know, like, that kind of thing.
Oh, so, my God.
I mean, we did.
I love it.
Yeah, we're using the toilets.
Now,
not number two. Just okay. Number one.
Just number one. So, yeah. some good old-fashioned golden showers, you know. What up, Joey?
Damn it, boy.
The other one.
The other one. Oh, yes. Give it
to
me.
The other one is a ball-busting slave. Ooh. Who brought two suitcases full of spiked shoes. Like, not spiked stilettos, like studded shoes.
Yes.
Okay? Spikes on the toe.
Yes.
To be kicked with.
Yes.
We had him bleeding all over the floor.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy. And now, that was for his personal, like, that kid was there also paying extra for, like, a personal, personal clip store, and he was coming in to not only be a slave for the clips this company was filming, but to also have the opportunity
to
film with us as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Now, someone asked,
it's crazy.
Sweet Pete asked on Periscope, do you have a favorite toy or device that you like to use?
I am a riding crop girl. I love riding crops.
You know what? You guys, should I go get my riding crop? I do have a riding crop. Would you use it?
Yes.
I also have bondage tape. What else do I have? Guys, I think it's going to have to happen. Yeah.
I'm actually one of the few dummies. I don't like bondage restraints per se because I like them to stand there and give themselves to me. That's
really?
Yeah. Like, I actually had the clip with the ball busting guy not tied up because I wanted him. I told him, I said, I want you to just open yourself up to me.
Wow.
I just want you to stand there and give it to me. Like, that's what I said. I didn't want it to look like he was restrained.
So
we did a couple clips with him unrestrained. That kind of thing. But that's my personal preference.
You know what? I'll tell you what, you guys. When we take our sexy break, we're going to take our sexy break. And when we come back from the break, I'll give Eden Blair a whack at it.
Nice.
I'll let Eden Blair use my riding crop. Because believe it or not, you would only be the second girl to use it on me.
Ooh.
Yes. Now, before
we... You should see that way I use it on guys.
I was going to say,
I'll crack their balls with the pommel. I'll, be hitting them, and then I'll, toss it, and I'll grab it by the other side, and I'll swing it around with the pommel on the end and pull it right up and smack them right in the balls.
Oh, my God. See, it's days like this I love how my balls are technically my boobies. I love that. You can touch them. They're padded down because I'm going to the gym after this, you guys. That's why I look so bummy. Paige, you're writing. I want to. If there's a writer, I also have a bottle, too.
Someone on Etsy makes colored crops. And BDSM stuff.
No.
Any color of leather.
Oh, no. Done. Need to. You better send me that Etsy link. Now, I do have a couple things, and maybe you can debunk it or not. Say, you know, if you like it or not.
Okay.
So, basically, we are live with Miss Eden Blair. We are talking about dominant sex and all that fun stuff today. Like I said, everybody, your girl has not been laid in, 3 weeks. Now, dick laid. Dickmatized. Have not been dickmatized in so long. And I don't know if I can handle it anymore. I can't handle the fact that I'm not getting sexual pleasure right now.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to look at the website. That DVD?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a DVD from Severe Sex called Kinky Cuckolds. Kinky Cuckolds 3 or Kinky Cuckold Gangbang? I can't remember. Give me 1 second. I'm going to find it.
And we got a Spaniard. Hello from Spain. What up, baby? Welcome to Sapphire Zero Play. I got Eden Blair with me. I'm the Sapphire. You can follow me, Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and of course Xbox. Eden, they can follow you where again?
Twitter at Eden_Blair. It's EDYN. Instagram at Eden Blair. And Periscope at Eden Blair.
Perfect. All right, so like we've been talking about dominatrix sex, and I love how Eden Blair is in here, and she, like we've been talking about, just had a recent shoot.
Yeah. Fetishmovies.com, number one, 2 weeks in a row now.
What?
Yeah.
So once again, Kiki, shout Coco that out.
3 Gangbang is the name of the site. It's from Severe Sex.
Get it now.
It's DVD. Deva Fox is on the cover.
Love Deva.
And yeah, so I'm in there with Mickey Mott and Jay Wimp, and it's like this whole hipster vibe thing. It's really cute.
I love it.
And but yeah, it is, and it's a force buy.
Ooh!
So it's really, really fun.
So they get really
that's
wrong
shit. Number one on fetish movies right now.
I like too. It.
And then I just shot that for Dog Fart.
Yes.
For their cuckold site.
Tell us about that.
So I shot with a new guy named Jack Slayer. Oh my God, what a great dude. Like really good. Like I hate to say it, but some of the guys in IR, they're a little too full of themselves. Mm-hmm. And they think it's about them when it is still about the girl.
It's still about the girl.
They think it's about their dick, and it's not about their dick. It's about the girl that's riding it. So
guys, pay attention.
And some of them just don't really take too good care of themselves. This kid, I was like, you are a fine black man. Like he was beautiful. Oh my God.
No, did he slay the pussy?
Yes. He did great. No, he listened to every single rule that I gave him and respected them completely.
Nice.
We had so much fun together. It was a really, really good scene.
I'm going to have to look him up. Jack Slayer.
Yeah. Okay. And then we had Fluffy Slave and Jay Wimp for my two submissives. It's the first time they ever filmed that.
Nice.
Where we had two submissives, and I let him cream pie me and then had them eat it all out. It was really, really fun.
Oh my God! Get it, girl! See, I love Eden. This is why I love her. All right, so let's talk about some of this DNS relationship. So some uh-huh. people call it the dom and submissive relationship, or just dom and slave.
Uh-huh.
What other words, terminology that people like to use, like daddy and...
You know, I guess it really depends on the individuals themselves. Like what
are
they
you a daddy? Are you like a daddy caller? Like, do you call every dom daddy or
not? No.
What?
No, I don't call doms anything except their fucking name. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, because I'm not a submissive girl at all. Like, I don't do submission scenes. Mm-hmm. I don't. Kink is called multiple times to have me work for them. I always decline them because they only want me to work for a submission. So I don't want to do that. I don't like being tied down. It's just my personal preference. I've tried it out. I've tried it when I was younger.
There you go.
I didn't like it. The first time I ever struck somebody with a whip, I was hooked. So
really?
It was definitely like I had a friend that had a birthday party who wanted to be whipped and flogged for his birthday.
Oh my
God. Okay, so to give you a vibe here, I was at the Rocky Horror Picture Show troupe.
Love it.
I was a Trixie. Every weekend after Rocky, we went back to one of the houses, mm-hmm. and it was like a big party, and everyone was like naked within like 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
And Rocky Horror Picture Show, for the newbies out there, cross dressing has never made it so hotter than with Rocky Horror.
It's crazy.
So someone has a question. Do you switch Eden?
I don't. I wouldn't classify myself as a switch. It's really weird. Like, when I date guys,
mm-hmm.
I tend to date, I won't call it an alpha personality, but I date confident men. I don't like men that are insecure, especially mm-hmm. because of what I do for a living.
Right.
So if a guy can't have another guy, like, whistle at me and take that as a compliment, he can fuck off. You know what I mean?
There you go.
But the thing is, for me, is personally at home, like, and I'm clitorally not very sensitive. So for me, if I want to get off like really, really cum like multiple times at home, I need a guy that's confident enough to, and it sounds weird, but blindfold me, because it enhances my touch sensitivity.
Oh, we were just talking about sensory deprivation 2 weeks ago.
I have to do it.
It's the best.
I have to do it.
So every time.
Yeah, I don't like. It's not every time. It depends. Like, if I'm just in it to like get the guy off that day, because sometimes that's what I want, is just to have the guy come on me and like, you know, just get them to that point. You know what I mean? And so, you know, obviously in situations like that,
mm-hmm.
even if I'm in doggy and the guy's fucking me in doggy, like, I'm not gonna be blindfolded. I'm gonna be reacting. I'm gonna be looking at him, like, that kind of thing. Because I'm
doing that edge to work him up and work him up and working him up. Because sometimes that's just what I want to do is have fun that way. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, but I have to get sensory deprivation or I can't like really come multiple times. Because I always tell people in interviews, like I have orgasming and coming. Orgasming is like standing.
Pay attention to this, y'all. Yeah.
It's like standing at the edge of a waterfall and feeling that water rushing against your legs, like trying to push you off, but keeping enough tension in your body not to go. Coming is like diving off the top of it.
It's the best.
So, yeah. So it's so I purposely edge myself in sex. So like if for me to like really come the way I want to and have that really good come is I like sensory deprivation and I like a small vibrator, like a little bullet. And it has to be like a certain
speed
and like hardness? I don't know how to explain
Like, you have to have the right amount of pressure
enough strength in the vibration. Got it. Really. So, it has to have, like, a certain strength.
So, do you, like, and I do prefer that. The metal ones, I'm guessing, over
You know what's
the...
really funny? Bad Dragon gave me one at AVN.
Nice. That,
they don't sell them on their sites. I don't really know if they're just, like, little giveaway extras.
Right.
But it's, like, this, like, really small, little black bullet that's attached, it's corded, so it has batteries, which I like personally. I don't like the little ones with the little
crazy. Why do
batteries.
I feel like it?
They work better. They just work better.
It has a little button at the bottom, right? There's like a little string.
It has like a controller pad, basically. So it's got an on off switch, and then it's got like a couple different settings.
Oh my god.
And it has a battery pack, and then it's connected with a cord.
Okay, you need to take a picture and send that to me.
Okay.
Excuse me, dragon people. That love Eden Blair. Y'all need to follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. Okay, I'm shouting out today because I love a good toy, and I'm just saying.
Dude, no, their dildos are hands down my favorite dildos,
for sure.
But yeah, so I go for that. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
I love that one because it's small enough to not be in the way. That's my biggest dildo. It's like this big, and it's maybe like this big around.
So it's like...
So it's little.
Little.
So
and then like
it's
a dime.
It's not any different than laying my fingers right here.
Right.
So it's my favorite. And then with that, I can literally edge myself. I can get work myself out, take it off for a second, and just get pumped on. Sometimes that's what I want, is I just want to get, like...
What's the longest you've ever edged yourself?
3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, and that was, like, a full sexcapade with a guy, so, you know what I mean?
He just got, like, the recipient of it all.
Well, it was, yeah, so it wasn't just using a vibrator. He would stop, he'd eat me out, like, that kind of thing. So, he really had to put in a lot of work. The guys that I have sex with put in the work.
As he should!
And relax and edge myself.
Come on, guys! Put in some work! You know, my biggest pet peeve, and we'll be taking our sexy break soon, where, I don't know if you're up to it, Eden, but we do a little game here on Sapphire's Airplay during the sexy break with all the periscopers. Those who are going to be listening to the podcast, they won't be able to see this, but we have a little game called Toke or Shot It.
Uh-huh.
So our...
Toke only. I'm driving.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be Toke only for Eden, okay? No drinking.
Give me the twitches or not.
Yes. So let's start asking some questions, and then we'll take a short sexy break.
Perfect.
Where we'll talk for the periscopers.
Great.
But someone asked, do you like to dom women? And I think the question was, do you prefer doming women more than men?
I prefer doming men.
Okay.
But I'm definitely the dominant sexually with women, for sure. I can be submissive with women. In, like a sex situation, like a sex scene for work, but privately, I've always been the aggressor, always, like for me. So it's, I love like putting on a strap on and just like fucking girl. I love eating girls out. I'm one of those girls. I like making girls come. That's what I like to do. If you ever watch one of my girl scenes, you will see that because I am literally like, I went with Cassie Klein, where I have her legs like flipped up over top of her and her head's like sticking out this way, and I have her hood pulled back all the way, where just a little button sticking out.
Yeah,
and I'm just like
and the way that she's doing it, for the people that can't see it, she's literally flicking the band.
I'm just like
pull it back and flick it.
You know, I'm just like
licking the finger and
tapping, tapping, rubbing, licking, rubbing, licking, tapping, tapping. It's like crazy. I love playing. I love playing with girls.
Okay, if you had to give every man out there like the ultimate orgasm for their lady, like secret, what can you tell them to do?
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you this. It's really weird, but there's actually a book, and you might be able to find it on Google. There's something called 15 minute orgasm, and it's a for Ben, it's really good for this, because as a woman, I just
naturally feel what the woman's getting, and I get it because I am a woman. So it's a little hard to explain that to men, but this is something I had a guy that I used to date read.
Really?
And do it to me. And what I did is I put a blindfold on and I just laid back and I let him do it. And it's a 15-minute, like, massaging everything, like, doing... It tells you exactly how to do it.
Oh, my God.
And it gets you so relaxed and it gets you so, like, wet and turned on. And then by the end of it, you just have this, like, huge orgasm. So it's a really great... thing. You should read it.
So 15-minute orgasm. We gotta Google it. So... You know, if you see it, get it. I always like to ask, you
my
know, the ladies.
My dad texting me something so random.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, is daddy watching you talking about the 15-minute
orgasm? No. He sent me a picture. He lives in North Pole, Alaska.
Oh, my gosh.
And he sent me a picture of this little mink here. That just
Oh, cute.
He's like, this guy just walked on me.
It's so funny. My friend just moved to
Alaska.
Look how
sweet my dad is. I've been very lucky. It took him a while, but my family accepts what
See,
I do,
and that's so. Good.
As long as I'm happy, they're happy, you know? Aww. So it's nice.
See, I love it, you know, guys. We're breaking porn stereotypes here tonight.
Hell
okay?
Yeah.
Come
Hell
on
yeah.
now. But I think it's time. Yes, go Dodgers. You know it, baby. So I think it's time for everybody's favorite segment, which is our sexy break. So Eden and I are going to toke for all you Periscopers and all that. And then coming back after, we are going to do our favorite segment. It's a fan favorite. It's called the Day Sex and Confused News. I don't know about you, Eden, but...
That sounds fun.
Stupid people in the news are always
That's
the
always
best.
My favorite thing on the radio show is always.
Right? It's just like the dumber, you know, the dumber things that people do, the better. Mm-hmm. So don't go anywhere. We're about to close out to part two of Sapphire's Airplay with some sexy break and some Day Sex and Confused News and some more talk with Eden Blair on some dominatrix and some submissive sex. Hell yes, Sapphire's Airplay. We'll be right back. I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Airplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Airplay. We are back. We're so sorry. You know, Eden and I, we like to catch up. We had to do some girl talking. But we do have our sexy break, so kind of, sort of, you guys get here. Eden, take a rip. Now, Eden, I just bought this beautiful new bong.
Hello Kitty.
Right? It's Hello Kitty, you guys. I think it's just perfect. Right? With the little weed, hemp leaf. It's very cute. Nice frosty. Guest, you get greens first.
Oh, thank you.
And during the sexy break, everybody, this is your time to ask Eden or myself any questions that you like. And then we, of course, will go into the Day Sex and Confused News.
Perfect.
So we'll pick the best questions, maybe about 3 or 4 questions, and we'll do it. Someone said twerk it. Why is it always that y'all want to see the guests twerk? I can't twerk for shit. Can you twerk?
Yeah. Not these pants, though.
Right?
Blue jeans. It doesn't work out that way.
We need our stretchy pants on for that. But, yes, we're just kicking back, having good times and all that.
Even blue jean shorts. I'm like, they're so hard. They're like,
it's too constricting. Yeah. Like, guys, you don't understand. As a female, sometimes that shit hurts. Okay? It just literally hurts. Would you sub for Sapphire? Oh, I love this. A friend indeed. It's someone who helps you. Oh, thank you.
Oh, don't drop my nose.
Woohoo! Oh, wait. I did promise everybody I get... I told you. She's got a strong grip, I swear. I did promise everybody that I was going to get the writer's crop. So I think I have to go get the writer's crop. Okay. So would you guys be nice to Eden while I go upstairs and go do it? Yes. Guys better be nice. Eden, you know, if you want to ask them or tell them a little something.
I'll be right back. So guys, ask me anything.
What would you like to know about me? No. I'm always dominant with girls. Always. I love being in control of girls. It's so much fun. Oh, I got the paddle too. That's a nice little riding crop. Wow.
You know what?
Bling on it. I love the bling.
Take it slow. Take a whack.
Look at that shit. That's fancy. I blinged out one of mine myself.
See,
but
it got
just
a little,
the very end.
It got a little
unraveled.
Unraveled.
A little hot glue couldn't fix.
Right?
Right.
But some people for Christmas, they get sweaters and socks. I get that from my cousin.
That's awesome.
My cousin gave me this bejeweled, nice little rider's crop. So I did say that Edie can do it. And we also have one of my favorite, my Betty
Page.
Betty Page, yes, I blanked out of her name. Betty Page paddle for everything. So you guys get to choose, is it going to be the rider's crop or the paddle? Rider's crop or paddle, everybody, you get to choose. What does Eden Blair get to spank me with? And you guys get to see right here on Sapphire's Earfly. So tweet it now, do it now. You guys get to pick. Now, Eden, when it comes to rider's crop, a lot of people think, is it all about this part, the stem, or
is it
the actual?
I like this tension on it because it's a little flexible. I personally prefer ones with a shorter, wider flicker on them.
Okay.
Like maybe about this length, but a wide.
Let me get a zoom in.
But like, I like ones with like a wide leather, like a classic horse crop is generally
nice.
What I prefer. Because the flicker isn't so long that it gives too much of a bite on it, and you can like really, really play with it a little bit more.
Okay.
Has a little bit more control that way, I think. I actually have on like my Etsy this one I've been watching. It's like a antique kangaroo leather driftwood handle.
What?
Crop. It's beautiful.
I have to see it. I have to see it.
It's so pretty. I'm so I can find it.
I'm tweeting everybody right now and telling them choose. Is she whipping me or is she going to paddle me? Okay. Choose vlogger.
Favorites. BDSM.
Here we go. Crop.
Look how beautiful this is.
I gotta see it. Oh my god. Okay, so it kind of reminds
me.
It's
okay. On Etsy.
I don't know if people could see that.
I don't know.
Go on her Etsy. Where can they find you on the Etsy?
Under my shop name is Canine Charm. I do dog collars.
Oh, how cute!
So
okay, when like, I get in my new dog,
beautiful. Like
it reminds me of a wand, like
yeah.
From Harry Potter.
See the way the flicker is?
Oh my god, that's gorgeous!
It's one of my favorite ones.
And it's really intricate.
It looks like a fucking Harry Potter wand.
It does. It looks like something that Voldemort would have.
It's beautiful. This would have a very, very good bite to it across the cane, because it's got little knots in the cane.
Oh, yeah. So that's braided. Like a nice little...
Yeah.
Now, do you
and
prefer...
the colored... The ones I was talking about.
And that's...
Like all the different colors.
That's really pretty. Now, do you like more of the wooden pot, like wooden toys, or do you like... Leather.
I like the leather stuff, but I really like to leave it up to as well as like the preference of the sub, because some people they get more out of a certain texture and a certain weight than others do. It's the same way like where I have a favorite style of crop. Like some subs just like being flogged, so I'll use a flogger. But it's if given a preference, I always choose a crop. Just from my personal preference.
Oh gosh.
But this place is so this
like
Etsy
it.
Is all.
Oh yeah,
see,
I'm definitely going to.
Crops. This is my favorite tip on a crop.
Oh my god, but, you guys, you have to check this Etsy out. Okay, Leyland Craftwork.
So it's like
oh
a
my god,
grated.
These are gorgeous.
Yeah, aren't they beautiful?
And see, I always wanted to use what are the ones that they call with that full square on it.
I don't think there's like a term for it. That's basic riding crops because they're medium impact crops.
I like
so
it.
They
now
they
someone
build
asked,
their crops specifically. Like you can request like them to be a more heavier density, like things like that. Because this is a BDSM
nice.
Group, so that's all they do. 20 inch, 15 inch crops. Yeah.
These are so intricate. You guys have to check it out.
They're like Lexan cores in them and like all this crazy stuff.
Oh my goodness.
And see, they've got canes and they've got everything as well. So they.
I'm always scared to use this. I don't know. Canes scare me. Unless if they have something at the end, yeah. I get too scared. Now, someone said, why are you so fascinated by crops?
You know, I can't explain it. They're just. They feel right to me mm-hmm. when it comes to the control that I have mm-hmm. in the item itself on how much pain I can inflict with it
mm-hmm.
or how I can use it to play or be soft.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's the most natural. So
I like.
Yeah.
Okay, well, without further ado... A demonstration.
Okay.
Where should I position myself in this land?
We should probably put you in the space over here.
Okay, so Eden Blair is going to use the rider crop on me. I'm scared! Should I get on my fours or should I...
However you're comfortable.
Okay. I'll get on fours. It's fine. Okay. Oh my god! I'm scared, everybody! She's gonna get me! Oh gosh. Okay. She's light. She's going very light. Very light. I'll say yellow if it hurts. I'll say that's not bad. Not bad. She's going easy, everybody. She's going easy. Easy. Yeah! See? It's not bad. It's not bad. Oh, nice little crack of the whip. Oh my gosh. Now, what she's doing is kind of taking my mind off of it as if I'm not anticipating the crack. See, my paint tolerance is not bad with these. She's doing good, everybody. She's doing good. She's doing good. She's doing good. You're listening to Sapphire Zero Play. You're on my Periscope. I'm just laughing because I'm just anticipating and waiting. She's like, yeah! Oh, see? No. Oh! Oh, God. Okay. Oh, I know it's coming. I feel like it's coming, and I'm scared. You know, you guys, this is the hardest job in the world. I'm holding the selfie stick to get Eden Blair to whip it. I should try to carry on the day sex and confused news. I don't know. Eden, am I allowed to multitask and read off the news? Okay, we're gonna do day sex and confused news. No, it's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah, you can keep going.
I always take it a little bit easier on girls because from my experience, many of them don't have nearly as... much of a pain tolerance as men.
Oh no, I will, like I said, I would let you know. I will cry. I will throw something. All right, everybody.
I don't want to hurt you, you know.
Oh, you're not hurting me. You're good.
Well, no, that's the problem is I can. I'm taking it easy.
Okay, she's taking it easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Eden.
Because I can easily.
Ah! I heard that! You could be. That's so funny.
So this is how I would hit.
How would you hit?
A good pain sub for, that was a man.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Okay. It's all good. Trust me.
But yeah, and then like I said, sometimes I'll like do like this and I'll just bring it around like really good.
And you'll hit him with the like actual base of the cane.
Yeah.
Eden, you're scaring me. I heard the should be a little samurai with it.
So, yeah, I don't know. I love it.
I like. Liking things. Now, Eden, you said that you love a good news story, especially when people act silly, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, I got a couple one. So we're going to start off with the first one, Day Sex and Confused News, Sapphire Zero Play with Eden Blair.
I am
nervous, but this is fun. It's something different every time at the lair.
Dazed, sexed, confused. Dazed, sexed, confused.
A Taco Bell customer shoots up a restaurant in retaliation for forgetting to include sour cream.
I heard about that. That's so ridiculous.
Right? Oh, devil! Oh, I wish I had some hot sauce in my bag right now. Okay. A customer, very upset with his order at a Taco Bell, shot into the restaurant's drive-thru window, the police said. Taco Bell management says that after leaving his order, the man was upset to discover the employees forgot to add sour cream. I have no idea where this happened, so forgive me. But they said that the manager told him to come back the next day for a free meal because they were closed. Authorities said the man returned a short while later. That kind of tickles. On Monday, and shot at a bulletproof window and an employee's car. Luckily, nobody was hurt. Police said. Good at this. I need to take a bong rip after that one. You guys have no idea. It's not every day that you could say you're on a podcast and you're whipping the host and taking bong rips.
Come on, lighter.
The little lighter that, oh, I got more. But yes, we have been reading the Day Sex and Confused news. So yes, you guys, a sour cream, upset man, shooting up a Taco Bell because nothing else. But how about this? A man in Florida is suing Apple for $10 billion.
What the fuck?
After claiming the iPhone copied his drawing. So, Eden, I'm going to show you the drawing of...
That looks like a droid.
Right? It maybe looks like a Palm Pilot, if anything. So it turns out a Florida resident named Thomas S. Ross wants a bite of the apple as he filed for a lawsuit against them this week, claiming that the iPhone, iPad, and iPod infringed upon his 1992 invention of the electronic reading device, aka the ERD.
It's his invention. Does he have a patent?
Right. Where's your patent, sir?
What's below it, maybe?
Let's see. So it said that what Ross contemplated was a device that could allow to read stories, novels, news articles, as well look at the pictures, watch video presentations, or even movies
on
a flat screen. Right. It does sound like a Kindle to me. That was backlit. He further imagined that it could include communication functions, such as a phone, a modem, in-output capability, so as to allow the user to write notes and be capable of restoring, reading, et cetera, et cetera. But still, there's no patent. Oh, here we go. Ross failed to bring the idea to life. The application to patent was declared abandoned in 1995, according to the Patent Trademark Office.
He has no rights.
Boy, enjoy trying to get that $10 billion.
Best case scenario would be...
They give you an unlimited supply.
What is it? No. The best case scenario is that they would try to sue for the initial... I can't remember what it's called. Like, when someone has...
The idea.
Steal the idea after you told it to them. He can maybe try that, but I don't think he's going to win.
He's probably not going to get it. I mean, come on. It's Apple against this one little man. And it's probably... 1 out of 1,000 cases every
probably,
year.
Probably, yeah.
Because, I mean, everybody tries to say
that. Well, I mean, like, Motorola had flat-screen phones designed in the 80s. They just chose to bring out the bigger
ones. Exactly.
Because they didn't have the ability at the time to get it little. So.
It's crazy. Well, here's another one and the last story of the night.
Mm-hmm.
A German beer company wants men to be proud of their beer belly guts because of this new beer that came out. It's called... What is it called? Bergedorfer Beer. It's in conjunction with the German firm Jungemott. So it's skewing the tone models, and I'll show you the pictures. It basically looks like these guys are carrying a child, but they're carrying their beer bellies. And so the tagline fitting is brewed with love. This is actually coming short after a week because they just have this new beer company in Melbourne.
Uh-huh.
And they have the belly button beer, which is literally made from belly button lint.
What?
Yes. 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 Ooh. And this was also inspired by the new American brewery Rogue, Beard Beer, which has fermented yeast captured from the brewer's beard itself. Ugh. So guys, this is why I don't drink beer.
There's
no way I'm gonna drink somebody's beer that came from their belly button yeast. There's no way that I'm eating or drinking something from a man's beard.
Listen, just to the not last gonna part. Do it. Brewers Doug Bretner, Matthew Busted, and Brennan Baker said they took a scientific approach, isolating their own yeast strains by swabbing their belly buttons and streaking samples on agar plates.
Nope.
No, thank you.
No belly button picking for me. That's nasty.
I'm
grossed out.
Anything that has anything to do
with the body.
With the body, I'm not drinking.
Well, did you hear about the girl that actually made yogurt from her own yeast? I just made Eden Blair just gag. I made her gag.
I have my limits, though. I'll tell you
See,
why.
See, those
I
are mean, my limits. Bodily functions, I can't do, girl. I can't do it.
I can't do it.
I can't.
In trouble. I can't come swap with girls.
You can't come swap.
I'll gag. I can.
Show me what you're chilling.
It's really weird. Like, I've had a couple times on set where I'll look over during a scene with multiple girls, and the girl's like, like doing all this, and I'm just like, yep, okay, just keep a smile on, you can have the next strain, it's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, as long as you don't make a noise, it sounds like you're gagging, and you look smiley, they're fine. You know, it's just like those little moments when, like, you're like, okay, you have to be, just have to act through it. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, that's really what it is.
You just so gotta get it done.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not that bad, it's just my personal, like...
Yeah.
My main gag reflex is people playing with spit or playing with cum like that. I don't know what it is, especially if two people are, like, kissing with it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no.
That would be my no. That's why I kept telling people when they asked me, why didn't you do Porn Sapphire? You could totally do it. I'm like, I'd be the worst porn star ever. There'd be, like, everything would be no on my list.
Yeah.
They'd be like, do you swallow? No.
I don't.
I don't swallow.
I don't.
Unless it's ladies.
I personally think that if a guy wants a girl to swallow his cum, he needs to see how that shit is.
Yes!
If he wants a girl to put it in her mouth, he better make sure that he's taking fucking good care of himself and that shit doesn't taste gross. Because I'll tell you what, I was... crazy cum, okay? I've seen, like, chunky cum.
Yeah, before. No.
I've tasted, like...
tapioca?
Really vulgar. Like, the guy's cum wasn't even, like... totally white. It was just like, you could tell he just didn't take good care of himself. Yeah, and so it was just really salty, is very vulgar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so it's just like things like that. I'm like we had to deal with some shit sometimes, guys.
Ladies,
I always make sure I'm hydrated and healthy that day, so nothing's crazy and it's nice and clean, and like we take so much more better care of ourselves than the guys do. I'm like, guys, at least two, get your fucking feet done once in a while.
Yes.
Like, I'm telling you right now, there is no bigger turnoff to me
than a guy with some bad feet.
Going to bed with a guy and he's got like fucking dinosaur toes. Okay?
Like Flintstone feet.
Like fucking like Grindr from Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Okay, like I don't like. Go to the fucking. Go get a pedicure like every 2 or 3 months, okay?
And it's not gay! It's not gay!
Take care of your body.
Yes. That's why I tell every guy, I'm like, on this show, I don't care. If you want your dick sucked, maintain it, okay? You don't want a bush sometimes. We don't want bushes. And guys, you fuck me.
The shaft needs to be clean.
Yes.
I've done that. Really done blowjobs and guys, and like they're like, yeah, go down all the way. I'm like, well, you got hair at the bottom of your shaft.
Right.
You have something around it.
Okay. Speaking of,
just get a dick pic.
I literally just got a dick pic. I don't know whose dick that is. Eden Blair, you just saw a dick on my phone, right? Eden Blair is just verifying she got a dick. I got a dick on my phone.
Dick pic.
Somebody sent me, and it's actually, I don't know, Eden, what do you think of this? Wow.
Wait.
Wow. Okay, Eden Blair is examining the dick.
But what if that's one of the little mini bottles? What if that's like.
That does look like a mini bottle. The grooming doesn't look all that good. I don't know. The grooming doesn't...
What is he... Does he have a cock ring on?
I think he has a cock ring on.
That's like cheating.
I wish that we could show this, you guys.
Why not?
Because it...
Oh, yeah.
Periscope.
Oh!
Fucking Periscope! Y'all won't allow some natural nudity?
So here's the thing.
Okay, let's talk about
He's
this
He's holding
dick.
The bottle in such a way
mm-hmm.
that... He's showing, he's got it right next to his dick, so he's showing that his dick is as long as this bottle is tall. But he's cheating it. So number one, he's holding the bottle in a way where you cannot see what the actual size of this bottle is. I think it's like a 10-ounce, like a little 10-ounce water bottle. Yeah. It's really thin.
Because look, oh my gosh, short. look how detailed he is.
And he's not holding it.
Yeah.
At the actual base of his dick. He's holding it in the pictures below his ball sack, which means it's deeper down in his legs and gives it the effect of being the same length. So he's cheating it.
He's
so he's
very
probably
cheating.
This much shorter than this bottle.
I can't do that, y'all.
So
actually, there was another dick.
I mean, he might have a nice dick, but there's, I mean, that is, he's definitely cheating the picture.
Oh, he's definitely cheating the picture.
But guys, don't send dick pics to girls. Like, if we don't ask for them, don't fucking send them.
Right!
It's not like a pussy where you see it and you're like, oh, that's so pretty. You're like,
it's a dick.
It's just a fucking dick. I have dildos that look just like this. Speaking it's not of, impressive.
Before
it's
you
not.
Came, there was another dick sent to my phone. Do you want to rate
yeah,
that one too?
Let's see.
Okay.
This one's like nice and straight and it looks nice. It's a pretty dick.
Yeah.
But he's cheating the size
of it. But he's cheating
it.
Too much.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh, it's on the other phone.
I love the name.
Oh yeah, because he expects me to Uber him a car to come here. He doesn't
what
know how to drive.
Trip?
He says, I don't have a car. Well,
get a fucking bicycle.
Exactly. Get something.
Go get a fucking license.
Get a bus pass.
Something. Metro.
Like, come on, people.
Take a fucking train.
Oh, wait. Oh, yes. We got dick video. Yes.
Is that a video?
He sent a video.
Wow.
Now we're looking at it, guys. Okay. This is, I love when the show goes like this. You get a little unexpected, little curvatures. See, send a dick and then we talk about it on air.
But beware.
Beware. Oh my God, come on, fuck boy. That's literally what his name is on the phone. Oh my God, there's too many people.
I had one guy named Bowtie in my phone at one point.
Did he wear bow ties all
yes,
the time?
Yes, he did.
Oh, shit. Oh.
And then he told me to meet him up at a bar down by my house once, like after we got out a couple times, mm-hmm. and then like he fucking left before I got there, and so I was just like, fuck this guy, never again. And he called me the next day. I was like,
no. Now what do you think of this man dwaddling his dick?
It's hard because of the angle of the camera.
He makes it look bigger.
I mean, he makes it look like it's hitting, like hitting him in the belly button, and it may be, but
it does look like
it does look
heavy.
Long.
He has
it's
big
very
balls.
Narrow.
Yeah. He has good grooming, though.
He does.
I will say he has good grooming.
But it is a little bit odd. Like, so he's probably got a good sized dick on him, but
I think so. I don't know. We're trying to pull it up. Thank God for iMessage. I swear to God, you guys. That's
okay.
His. Yeah. Again, it's
hard
the
with
angles.
No reference. It's not
two
a reference
angles.
Point.
We need a reference, you guys.
Like his hand isn't in the picture.
Yeah, he's horrible at angles. If we can load this one.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Guys, learn how to send dick pics. Actually, there should be a dick pic warning.
If you're going to have something for a reference in the picture, make sure we know how big that reference is. Like,
bottle.
This is like a 1-liter bottle, okay?
I want
this
that.
This is a reference. If you, especially if you have it pointed this way in the picture and it says 1 fucking liter on it.
Right!
You know what I mean?
I'm really trying to look.
Reference that and see. Like, you just sending a random picture of your dick next to a random item that may or may not be large isn't helpful.
Yeah.
A small Gatorade bottle looks the same as a big Gatorade bottle.
It does. That's why I always tell guys, if you're going to send me a dick pic,
so don't
do the whole,
it, guys.
The angle up top where I can see the dick only and then your face in the background, which is nasty. Okay, so Eden Blair, I know that we're short on time and you got to beat the traffic home. So
yeah, there's no traffic going back that way tonight, though.
Oh, that is true. That is true. So we've been talking about your releases. What else is coming up for you this summer?
Well... nothing quite yet, really, honestly. Besides, that car show. So,
yes.
If any of you guys live in Utah, in the Ogden, Salt Lake City area, I will be in town July 16th on a Saturday for a car show benefiting a local animal rescue. It's free to go. If you want pictures with the models, you donate cash.
You can bring dog food or whatever. But it's comic book theme this year, so I'll be dressed as Poison Ivy, and there'll be other gorgeous girls that are dressed as other comic book vixens as well. And it should be a really, really fun,
perfect,
fun day. Yeah, I wish I could drive my Jeep out there, but it's just too far.
And guys, if you haven't seen her Jeep, I'm sure you have it all
over
your
Twitter.
It has
on Instagram.
What?
At JP27K9 is my Jeep's Instagram.
I have to follow that.
Yeah. It's got like over 500 people now.
Dude, cool. She has an awesome Jurassic Park.
And my birthday's next week.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Well, you better call me.
I know. I got to figure something out.
We got
all
things.
The girls want to do stuff. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
We got to do something. We got to do something. Well, we already made a plan to barricade ourselves for Are You Afraid of the Dark one of these weekends.
I think that would be a fun birthday thing, because it's on a Thursday, so we could do it on Friday night.
Exactly. Friday night sleepover, who knows? You never know, everybody, what's at the lair. But I will have to say, Eden, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it's always a pleasure having you, you know, catch up with me on the show. We got to do it more often. Everybody, make sure that you follow my girl, Eden Blair. Eden _ Blair on Twitter. And that's with YN, okay? EDYN _BLAIR. And then on Instagram, it's just Eden Blair, correct?
Yeah, and on Periscope, it's Eden Blair.
All right. So remember, everybody, Sapphire's Earplay is live. It's going to actually be every Wednesday night now, because I have Pretty Little Liars night with my cousin, and I can't miss that on Tuesdays. She hates me that she...
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.